So I'm going to provide you the answers, and you can provide the questions to the many accomplishments we've seen over the last year here in Roanoke. For instance, the Virginia General Assembly assured that with funding and commitment, this will arrive in Roanoke in the next couple of years, coming down the line from Washington and Lynchburg. And you would say, what is Amtrak? You got 10 points. Number two, the superintendent announced that this Roanoke High School has once again become accredited by the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you would say, what is William Fleming? This $7 million project in the heart of Roanoke brought a new state-of-the-art 4,500-seat amphitheater to our city, and you would say, what is Elmwood Park? Isn't that beautiful? And how many of you saw Sheryl Crow? Wasn't it a great show? This college opened a new $26 million center for science, math, and health professions for students studying biology, chemistry, nursing, dental hygiene, radiology, and other medical programs. And you would say, what is Bobby Sandell's Virginia Western Community College, Fralin Center? That's a long question to the... This park in a great neighborhood, long involved in controversial strategic planning, opened with a $1.5 million investment and a new playground, which has proven to be extremely popular for young people and families. And you would say, what is the new Countryside Park? That's Countryside. If you've got grandchildren, ought to take them out to that park. It's a wonderful park. This company moved into Roanoke Center for Industry and Technology with a $12 million investment and bringing 108 jobs to Roanoke. What is FedEx Ground? This institution renovated 200,000 square feet of space and now provides experiences for Roanoke and our visitors with butterfly habitats, aquariums, theatrical presentations, and history, and was a $30 million project. And you would say, what is Center in the Square? These projects invested millions for housing in downtown Roanoke, where once there were only 12 persons living, now we boast a downtown population believed to be over 1,500. And the question is, what is the Shenandoah Building, now known as Parkway 301, and the Ponce de Leon, formerly known as the Crystal Tower? This project helped to transform one of America's most pleasurable public spaces into an even nicer and up-to-date public space, while still maintaining the flavor of being an Appalachian farmer's market. And the question is, what is our Roanoke City market? Doesn't it look great? This development involving a multi-year mixed-use investment on a 28-acre site just to the south of downtown, estimated to involve $100 million of investment. We've already had $100 million of investment across Jefferson Street. But this is located right across from the Virginia Tech Carilion Medical School, and the question is, what is the bridges with new apartments and commercial area on Jefferson Street? By the way, this institution graduated its first class in May of 2014. What is the Virginia Tech Carilion Medical School? Aren't we very proud of the Virginia Tech Carilion Medical School? This multi-million dollar investment brings the first new hotel to downtown Roanoke in decades. What is the Hampton Inn City Market Hotel? Doesn't that look great? What do you think? This development in Elmwood Park is $1 million renovation and enhances learning for all people of all ages. What is the main Roanoke Public Library? And we'll have the grand opening in October. This development provides improvement in a popular neighborhood park. What are the Jackson Park improvements? This is the lowest it's been in 47 years. I was a teenager then. In 47 years, and the question is, if you can believe it, what is the crime rate in Roanoke? Lowest in 47 years. Chief Perkins of the Roanoke Police Department is here, and we thank him and all of his fine staff with our nationally accredited Roanoke Police Department, but he'll tell you it's the involvement of our citizens in their neighborhoods that has made a great partnership with the police department in making sure that this statistic is such a remarkable statistic for our city. This statistic indicates improved education in Roanoke public schools. What is our graduation rate at PH Fleming, and Forest Park. And Rita Bishop is here, our superintendent of schools, and she says we're trying to move up to 85 to 90%. This project is perhaps the most popular improvement in Roanoke in recent years and will be expanded westward to Salem. What is the Roanoke River Greenway? Yep. Haley Toyota is moving from Roanoke, from Franklin Road to a major intersection in proximity of two huge friendly competitors, Magic City Ford and Berglund Chevrolet, to form the largest automobile sales district in Western Virginia. You won't have to go to Christiansburg anymore. The Motor Magnet is here in Roanoke. I'm reminded at this point that Jeopardy is only a 30-minute program. But can you believe the new jobs, the new businesses, and huge investments of private and public funding here in Roanoke over just the last year or so? So let me conclude my remarks in the next several minutes with a look to the future and some challenges and plans that we need to continue to work on. May I remind you of the ACT initiative, which I announced in my State of the City address a couple of years ago. We need to continue to promote academic economic development, cultural economic development, and tourism economic development here in Roanoke. As part of our academic initiatives, we support coordinating the establishment of more collab workspaces for entrepreneurs. That's in association with Virginia Western Community College. We support the expansion of the Virginia Western Al Pollard Culinary Arts Program on Henry Street. We're continuing to meet with Radford University President Penny Kyle to encourage expansion of programs from her university in Roanoke. And we've coordinated meetings between the Washington and Lee Law School and Virginia Tech's Medical School to consider a joint program here in the city. We've had a grand relationship over the years with Virginia Tech, and we look forward to continuing productive partnerships with the new president, Dr. Tim Sands. N.L. Bishop, who is here, and his Jefferson College, right here in the heart of our city, is continuing to grow with over 1,200 students. Am I right with that figure, N.L.? He might have close. And obviously, medical-related education and medical-related jobs are good prospects for the future. With regards to our cultural initiative, my thanks to Neighborhood Coordinator Bob Clement, City Arts Coordinator Susan Jennings, and Parks and Recreation Department Director Steve Bouchure for organizing and implementing the nationally recognized award-winning Parks and Arts program. I'm told it was the second program of its kind in the nation. We have some beautiful parks in Roanoke, and we have long had recreation and sports activities in these parks. But through this program, we brought brass bands, jazz bands, country music, pottery and watercolor artists, all sorts of lively arts and performing arts into our neighborhood parks in every quadrant of the city. Our next performance is Sunday, August 24th, and the grand finale will involve Fat Tuesday's band and the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra Pops Concert in Elmwood Park. This program brought us national recognition from the U.S. Mayor's Conference, and we are one of the finalists in the nation for the Livability Award. Let me also say something about the Arts and Cultural Foundation. This has just gotten off the ground, and it has been led by Vice Mayor Dave Trinkle and local philanthropist David Wine. The aim is to provide a public and private financial foundation for the financial sustainability of our many arts and cultural activities and museums here in the Roanoke Valley. We don't want to lose any one of these. We don't want to lose any one of them. So we have to make sure that each is on a firm financial position so that they can continue to enrich and enhance our lives and that of the lives of the Roanoke Valley.